Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
It's time. Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse. With Lady Gang Quickie, here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Lady Gang Quickie. I am Becca here with Kelty and Jack.
Yes, yes, hello.
So today we're going to talk about who copies who in The Lady Gang for this
Quickie. My God. I know where this is going.
No. It's not at all going, Jack, don't be so insecure. So the other day, Becca posted her white express outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also was wearing the exact same outfit mm-hmm. on purpose. I saw her wear it and then I had to work and I was like, what am I going to wear today? I'll just wear the Becca. So I copied the Becca. And then this morning I posted an Instagram and someone texted or put a comment on it that said, wow, you're starting to look more and more like Becca. And then a week ago I went to the drive-in MS gala, which was actually surprisingly super fun. They like gave you dinner and you ate it in the car and you turned the radio station.
Oh yeah,
to
that
the
looked
thing.
Really cute.
And then, no, honey, I'm good. I can take another, but I probably should. Who's that? Andy Grammer. Andy Grammer played. It was wonderful. Also, Eric Benet played. Do you remember Eric Benet? He had like one hit song and he was married to Halle Berry. I'll look it up. Remember he was married to Halle Berry and then cheated on her with like multiple women?
I think
Eric
I do, yes.
Eric Benet?
Yes. Is it Benet? Eric? Yeah, Eric Benet. Hold on. The song is Georgie Porgy Pudding Pie. Kiss the girl and make them...
I've never heard this song in my life.
Yes, you have. Let me get to the chorus.
No.
Okay. So that
anyway,
was fun.
Eric Benet came out and played, and he was like, yo, what's up, gala? And I was like, oh my God, you could have been married to Halle Berry, but you, the third opening act at the MS gala.
With the song I've never heard before.
You've heard the song at the club.
Damn. All the clubs I go to.
Anyway, so I was like, what am I going to wear to the gala? And there was a red carpet. I did the red carpet, like the drive-through red carpet. It was incredible. I saw all my friends from the red carpets of past.
Did you actually like have to stand up in the red, like it is a red carpet?
So you drive on. It's super wide. You drive your car on. They gave me not a microwave, a magnet, a magnet sticky, a magnet for the side of the car that said like Race Through Race MS Gala, except Chris's car was not magnetic. So we just held it which is weird. And then they take a picture of you like leaning out your window and then you were allowed to like get out and stand at the side of your car and you take your mask off and they could take a picture of you there. But anyway, I wore another outfit that I copied of Becca, the gingham dress from the Express collection with the white boots and a low bun and hoops. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh my God, this is honestly like
it's getting ridiculous, Kelty. Like the power of the lady. Well, the power of the lady gang is that it's three very different women. You're a Kelty, you're a Becca, you're a Jack. Like, it's not just like the Becca Kelty, you know what I mean? So I've done a disservice.
You mean like the Becca Kelty hybrid?
Yeah. Oh, the Kelty.
I thought you meant like...
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not Bekelty and Jack is a lady gang. Like, we're right. All different,
it's
you know?
Becoming, yeah, it's becoming Belty and Jack.
Yeah,
and it used to be Jelty, remember?
It used to be Jelty. So I was like, oh no, this is getting ridiculous. I am really quite the asshole. I got to change my ways. Then I went on a camping trip.
This is where I knew it was going to.
And the whole time, and I'm like, no one wants to copy me. I like to pretend I'm an influencer, but I'm not. Then I'm on the camping trip and everyone's DMing me and they're like, oh my God, this looks amazing. This looks amazing. Jack's like, yo, where is this? And then she's like, hey, I tried to get a van. There's none available. Like on my vacation, I'm like trying to plan a vacation for Jack. Anyway, so then right after, Jack, who can't plan anything in advance, is like, well, there's no vans left. I'm like, yeah, because I planned it.
No
months.
Shit.
I wasn't trying to go. I wasn't trying to like do your vacation with you.
No. I know. But you were like, oh, I tried to book a van. There's not available. I was like, yes, we decided we were taking Lady Gang vacation 3 months ago. And that's when I booked my van. Jack likes to do things 24 hours before. There's no vans available. So then 24 hours before, she goes on her trip to Yosemite and she's like, nature, me in a bikini in the creek. And I was like, you bitch, I just did this. This is my content. And I knew how you felt, Becca, and I will never copy you again. This is insulting.
Okay. No. Well, number one, Jared wasn't going to have this week off, so I wasn't going to plan anything. So he only knew he had that week off like 2 days before it happened. Secondly, I was trying to plan that the van thing for like 3 months from now, and it's booked for like until 2022.
Because Kelty, the ultimate influencer, has booked them out.
They're posted.
Yeah.
I will tell you that when I got back to drop Jet off at the place, the owner was there, and he wanted to give me a hat. He's like, oh, thanks. So like, you have a podcast? And I was like, don't act like you don't know who I am. You've been watching my stories for 4 days.
Because you're tagging them.
I should have got a discount. But honestly, they're a small business. I think what they do is super rad. I was happy to tag them and pay full price.
Well, and they're
karma of being an influencer.
They were affordable too. That's why I wanted to rent one so bad. And
yeah, they do a great job and they were amazing. And I kicked the shit out of that van. We broke four things in the van in 4 days.
Want to talk about that?
Yes, I do. Okay, so we rented the van. For those of you who don't follow me on social media, which is a lot of you by the numbers, by the ratio of people who listen to this podcast,
which
and
just
me on social media
thrills me every single time I think
please,
about it.
Like, just, there are less. People that are listening right now that are like, you know what? I love Lady Gang podcast, but I refuse to follow Kelty on social media. Okay, live your
life. It's gotten intense lately. It used to be like easy and easy follow, but now it's like you have to be invested to follow you.
But you know what Kelty is? Sorry to go off track, but this is what made me think of something. So Kelty's like if Glee was a person. So Glee was a very specific audience.
Yes.
Niche.
They were very niche. I mean, it did get a little mainstream.
Big niche.
But when they latched on, they were in for life.
Suckling. They were suckling.
So Kelty has this little corner of Lady Gang audience that is dedicated. They are more dedicated to her than any of them are to you or myself, Jack.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a smaller percentage.
I don't have super fans in the way that like Kelty does because I don't think I'm intense enough for those. You have to have more of a like an intense energy to you to have intense fans.
Rude. Anyway, so let me tell you about what happened with Jet. Okay, first of all, so when they...
Is Jet the name of the van?
Yeah, so each one of the vans is named after like a rock and roll icon. So you can get like Bowie, Jet, whatever.
Cute, okay.
So the one mistake Boho Vans makes is that they don't give you a how-to manual. They just expect you to understand everything when they pick up the van. And they're like, okay, then when you need to fill the water, here's the batteries, whatever. And so I'm like half listening, half Instagramming. Like, I don't know. So we get out on the road and we got to fill the water tank. So I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this part. You just put the hose on and then get the fill and then we're filling it up. And then we hear kaboom. Well, the water tank, the wood that was holding the water tank in place exploded and the wood went shattering across the entire campsite because there was a part that you had opened to let it aerate or else the water tank just kept expanding. So okay. We broke that. One time the blinkers, like for an entire day, the blinkers didn't work. Number three, the one of the handles, like for the cupboard, like we completely broke the cupboard door. It was off by the end of the week. But the best time we ever had was was when we dropped a plate in the sink and then the plate suction cupped into a circle and we couldn't get the plate out for the last day. The plate was in the sink.
Okay. Anyways, I gotta stop you.
Okay.
Let me just tell you something. Before you bash this company,
yeah,
I guarantee you, after knowing you this many years, they did a thorough explanation tutorial on how to use this automobile.
No, 100%.
There's probably a printout in there. Well, there had to have been.
I skimmed it. Sure.
Well, you at first were like, this is the only thing I'm mad about with the jet company.
I could have used, the sink was not my fault. They were like, oh yeah, this has happened before. You're not the only person.
I don't understand a plate getting sucked.
Because the sink is like a round little camping sink, right? And then it's the tin, like camping plates. And so Nicole's, anyway.
Oh my God.
We dropped it and it got submerged and it got stuck. So they had to like plunge it out. Anyway, I love you. When we come back, more from our trips.
The Lady Gang.
So anyway, Jack, you're back. How was your trip? How was your nature trip?
My nature trip was great. I do have you to thank. You did inspire me to like live my best camping life. I did book it very, very last minute. And we like, with Yosemite, people book it like...
A year in advance.
And then like 2 days before the date that you're supposed to go, they'll like open up a few tickets. So we just won like the lottery to get into Yosemite. It was gorge. It was amazing. Jared was very impressed by my camping skills.
What are your camping skills?
Well, I used to go camping with my dad all the time when I was a kid. And then I lived basically like a pirate on Warped Tour. So I don't need to like, I can like shower with a water bottle and... you know, be very uncleanly. But
were you guys sexually active while you were camping?
Jared, we were not sexually active when we were camping, were we, Jared?
Okay. It's like weird to be sexually active and camping.
Well, we also bought a tent very last minute because everybody and their mom was trying to camp that weekend because there's nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. And we bought a 2-person tent, but really a 2-person tent's like
it's a 1-person tent.
So we had to sleep foot to head. Because I didn't want him breathing on me because it's like I'd hate a face close to me. So it was very...
So you made him sleep with your feet.
Sounds like love.
Yes. He gave me a little foot massage before I went to bed. It was really nice.
That's so nice.
Right, Jared?
So what kind of things did you do? And then you had to leave early, right?
We had to leave early because of the fires, which I thought... So Yosemite had... They're doing a controlled burn. So like when there's like a lot of lightning and shit, they'll start fires. So then it won't like... go through the whole entire park. Mm-hmm. So there was a fire the whole time. And then the last day we're doing this huge fucking hike and the sky starts turning orange and then it starts getting weirder and weirder by the moment. Mm-hmm. And we're like, this doesn't seem right. So we like left Yosemite to go back to our camping spot. And then it just followed us to the camping spot. And then by the time we were like going to actually get ready to, you know, settle down, it was just orange sky. It was like 60 degrees because all of the smoke completely like shuts out the sun and it was super fucking scary. So we had to get out of there. And now all of California is on fire. So, you know, super fun.
Yippee.
You know, this gives me hope for Survivor Lady Gang because Becca loves to camp. Becca loves to camp. Mm-mm. I love to camp. Jack loves to camp foot to mouth.
I hate to tell you this, but there is just like no world in which that will ever happen.
Wait, why?
Because but do you think we could go on a camping trip together?
We put unscripted TV to rest. We can produce it for others, but we don't want to do it ourselves.
No, I'm just talking for fun. Like,
I thought you meant like a Survivor.
No.
Well, I mean, if we can sell it, sure, I'll try to sell it. But like, could we just go on a trip?
Wait, what if we did Naked and Afraid, the three of
that
us?
That sounds
Wait, what if we did Naked horrible. And Naked and a Lady?
Oh my God, no.
That doesn't make grammatical sense.
I think Naked and Afraid is the dumbest show ever.
What about Naked Lady?
No.
Naked and Afraid is absolutely terrifying. Those people all almost die.
Yeah, every time. Bug bites everywhere. Talk about my worst nightmare.
I'm not into the bugs.
Mm-mm. And honestly, if I'm going to be honest, like post-COVID body, like I'm not as cute naked as I was pre-COVID.
I wonder, the people who are cuter naked after COVID, I'm like questioning.
I don't trust you.
No.
Like I look in the mirror and I'm like, I mean, I'm doing okay. Like I'm doing the best I can, but it's I'm not at my...
No, there's people crushing it. Like Rebel Wilson is like just losing weight and getting her dream body. I'm like, what am I doing with my life?
I just can't find the motivation. I can't even find the motivation to like up to do my Botox at the correct time or get my hair done. Cause I'm like, for fucking what?
For what?
To sit in my house again for another day. Nobody's seeing it. Who cares?
There's nothing. There's literally no goal. You need a goal to get hot for a wedding or a
trip
or something. We got nothing.
No, you
know? It's like the groceries are coming tomorrow.
Speaking of trying to get hot for something that was such a waste was the Express photo shoot, which I'm so glad we didn't bother getting hot for that. Or I certainly did not, because there's a billboard that's been up for 3 months with our fucking faces on it. And no one has seen this thing.
I know.
If we are going to be shown in front of the most people possible, it would have been through that. And even if that was at nothing, a whole two people saw it.
No, yeah. I was like, you guys, we're going to be on a billboard in Times Square. Like our listenership is going to go crazy.
Do you know why this happened? It's
because I said that.
You cared too much.
I cared so much about the billboard. Like it's all I wanted. Every time we had a meeting, they're like, so you want what color? And I was like, but tell me about the billboard.
I'm pretty sure that we only did this deal because the billboard.
It's true.
Well, yeah, because remember we wanted a billboard so bad for Lady Gang TV and nobody would pay for it.
I almost bought one for our book.
Yeah, you almost wasted a lot of our money to do that. I'm so glad you didn't.
You're welcome.
But then that was the thing. But then it like ended up being in some bizarro world where it's maybe worse that it happened than not.
We're in the upside down.
I have had only one person that I didn't like freshly know and tell to go to New York to Times Square tag me in a photo of that billboard. Like
I didn't get a single tag.
It has not influenced at all. Like there's not a Lady Gang fan, a person that's like, oh my God, look, I see you. Like, no.
Haven't even reposted one because nobody was ever tagged me in one.
The Aussie, it was your friend Becca, was the only one that tagged me in a photo of her walking through Times Square.
Yeah, her and then one of my other friends from my Broadway days. They're like, "Wait, is this your face in Times Square?" I'm like, "Yes,
why are you in
it's
Times
true.
Square?
It's true. He lives in New York.
Star. Thank you for noticing.
He used to work on Broadway.
Remember Broadway?
All goes down. Guys, I mean, how are we ever going to play Roxy Hart if Broadway never opens again?
Oh, thank God.
Becca, it's probably up to us to save Broadway by doing a... what's her name? Zelma? Selma?
Thelma?
Thelma and Roxy.
Zelma? Zelma, Kelty?
Zelma.
All Thelma and Roxy Lady Gang is the only thing that can bring Broadway back.
I think we could sell a lot of tickets.
Could sell a million tickets. People would come just to see how bad I am at singing.
Actually, that would be the only reason why I would go.
Oh yeah.
No offense, sure. Becca, but like I know you're
it's
good.
Okay, it's fine.
But we don't know Becca's good.
I like her thing.
I did a freaking TV show for 3 years where I sang and danced, and I was on Broadway for 3 years where I sang.
I've never seen it with my own eyes, but I can.
Well, you could turn on Glee on Netflix, you dickheads.
Yeah, but how do I know that's your real voice and it's not like a Selena
Gomez voice? That wasn't live.
Where it's like half your voice and half someone else's voice.
Well, they didn't do that on Glee. I mean,
but how do you know? I wasn't there.
Like very expensive.
Yeah, I mean, we had, like
Jack, the next first degree thing we're going to talk about is Becca's voice. Yeah. We need to investigate.
Is it real?
I don't trust anything I don't see with my own eyes. So that's true. Maybe we should start this conspiracy.
Well, there's going to be a few things you're going to question in life if you can't actually trust it, if you don't see it with your own eyes.
Especially when I'm trapped in my apartment.
Yeah, you're not going to be believing much there, babes.
Anyway, we love you guys. The moral of this quickie is it's okay to copy us and it's okay to copy Becca.
Is it? You just have to say, disclaimer, I'm copying Becca right now, and then I don't care. And then I'm flattered. But yeah,
don't act like it's an original idea.
Yeah, no.
It's never an original idea. Okay,
well, we were here for a long time, but we were here for a good time.
Was it a good time? Thanks for listening, and make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We have new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and Thursday. Follow us on social media @TheLadyGang.
Follow us personally at Kelty, most importantly, at Becca, and at Jack Bannock. The Lady Gang Network is produced by Will Sterling, Steve Delamater, Kirsten Woodward, and Elizabeth Bequet. Thanks for rating and reviewing wherever you get your podcasts, and tune in for new episodes every single week.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. So find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.